You can take a spooky tour of San Antonio's past, sit back and let a Broadway show transport you to wartime Vietnam, and rediscover David Bowie's take on music and fashion. TPR arts and culture reporter Jack Morgan has all the details on these events happening this weekend.
First off, Fred Garza Guzman of Curious Twins Paranormal says tonight you should head to the east side.
We have our haunted historical tour of City Cemetery Number 1, which is on the east side of San Antonio. We basically bring people over and share with them the history of our city via the cemetery.
The walking tour reveals a side of San Antonio you may not know.
People get to explore something that they don't always explore on a day-to-day basis.
Quirky things like the curious coffin of Ms. West.
Sandra West, she was a socialite, and she had created her will to say, hey, I really want to be buried in my convertible in a nightgown, and in order for my brother-in-law to inherit the rest of the fortune, he has to agree to do this. And if he doesn't do it, he doesn't get a penny.
And yes, he did inherit. Guzman says you see a lot on the tour, but you don't have to walk far.
You're strolling for about an hour and 10 minutes, but you walk like a quarter of a mile. It's not very much.
If you've got an interest in this kind of thing, not going would be a very grave error. Also tonight through Sunday, a major Broadway smash at the Majestic.
So the story of Miss Saigon follows the last couple of days of the Vietnam War. It shows the evacuation out of Saigon, and it, for the most part, follows the character of Kim, Chris, and the engineer, and their struggles during this time.
Emily Bautista plays the role in a production full of conflict and intensity.
Yeah, it definitely is. It's a very big, dramatic spectacle of a show in the way that it portrays such a tough time in American history, American and Vietnamese history.
Her favorite scene is the one you probably saw play out in the news.
I love the nightmare scene. So the nightmare scene shows that final helicopter leaving Saigon. It's just so intense, so dramatic, and it really transports you out of your seat.
And despite such heavy scenes, she says there's an underlying positive vibe.
It'll make you laugh, it'll make you cry, and it'll make you believe in love. It's a Broadway-caliber show out here on the road in San Antonio.
Then on Saturday, a tribute to one of music's most talented artists.
I like to call him a sort of Renaissance man creatively.
Jillian Gomez has produced and performed in the recurring David Bowie tribute show for the last 3 years.
He did everything. He was a model. He was a musician. He was an actor. He was a writer. He was a painter.
She says his death 3 years ago hit her hard, and the yearly event is a reminder to all of why he still matters.
He kind of inspired people, I think, to not play to the norm, and I've always been inspired by that. I like to say it's by Bowie fans for Bowie fans. And it's just a night where we can all come together. We sing and dance to his music.
Ziggy played guitar, jamming good with Webb and Gilly.
As to what you can expect to hear, it'll all be David Bowie music.
There's going to be two performers. The first one is, we are the Goon Squad, so we do a first set, and then in the center there's going to be an intermission set by Charbonne, and then we will do the final set, and it's just all music of David Bowie.
In typical Bowie fashion, fashion and whimsy will have a role.
We have some costume contests, face painting. It's just a big, fun celebration for everyone.
The Bowie tribute show is at Paper Tiger, and it's adults only. I'm Jack Morgan in San Antonio.